future, talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.
And now, enjoy a life rich with results on The Rich Life with Anita Rich.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. I'm Anita Rich, and I'm your host of The Rich Life, coming to you live from the beautiful Sunset Gower Studios. Oh, my gosh, did I ever have a weekend? Let me tell you about this weekend. So as those of you who are following us know, I have a mom who fell and decided not to tell anybody, because if you've ever had a European mom, you know that they get embarrassed and they don't tell anyone. Well, the bad news is a couple of months ago, she had a problem with her heart. So she was put on Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. And when you fall and you have a blood thinner, it isn't very good, because what happens is you start bleeding internally. So by the next morning, she wasn't feeling well, in the hospital ICU for 10 days, everybody going nuts. Well, I have a coach whose name is Erin. Kisses to you, Erin, and whoever else is watching. And Erin put together 4 days in Palm Springs at the beautiful Marriott Hotel in Rancho Mirage. And he was getting people together from all over the world. We're talking Washington, New York, Alabama, Utah. I can't even remember all the different places. And he himself from San Diego. And he put together a seminar, a two-day seminar for us. And this was just from the love that he has and all of the different people who spoke. So I was totally planning to go to the seminar, kind of excited to see the people that I network with year round. And lo and behold, my family said, no, I don't think you can go because mom's not doing well, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, yeah, okay, what'll happen? You know, I have the Hungarian guilt and the shame and the blame and all of that. So what am I going to do if something happens to mom? And so I canceled the trip. So my friend from New York was, well, you know, I got so much going on. I'm coming from New York. I mean, that's a five-hour trip just in and of itself and a three-hour time change. And so now I can't come. And then my friend from Utah was. And so Erin, my coach, said, stop the drama. We're going to stop the drama, and we're going to stop it right now. So he called me up, and he said, did you read my email? And I said, I'm walking around feeling very, very sorry for myself. So much for the rich life, right? The rich life went right out the window. I am feeling very sorry for myself. And he said, here's the deal. There's nothing that you can't do for 24 hours. Can you make it for 24 hours? And I went through all of the reasons and excuses, like we do with everything else in life, right? I mean, we can't floss our teeth twice a day and, you know, put cream on our face and do everything else we're supposed to do because it's too much. But if you break everything down to tiny little morsels, then life becomes doable and bearable. So I thought, 24 hours. I can do anything for 24 hours. So I called my friends and I said, you know, we're going to figure it out. So my husband, you know, the love of my life, said, well, you're not going alone. I'm going to drive you because you're kind of a mess. You're a hot mess and you can't go anywhere. And I know that once you get there and you see everybody and you sit in a class and you come back into those moments that mean something, it's going to be important again. So I went, and I can honestly tell you that I feel like a human being. The beauty of it is, mom is doing so much better. Mom is doing better. I got to go and not, it wasn't really just about being with my friends, which of course, in and of itself, when they're coming from all over the world, but it was about honoring my commitment to go and learn something. And learn I did. And guess what? I begged and coerced and cajoled and did everything to one of the people who came down all the way from New York to stay an extra day so that she could join us and that you could get the pleasure of finding out why I am so rich and so lucky and so happy. And, you know, I got 17 pages on her. And most of you know that I never, ever, ever touch anything or read it before the show. So I have no idea what's on here. Oh, my gosh. So Maria Babayev, she's originally from Russia with the bluest eyes. I hope the camera captures it. Anyway, she has a bachelor's degree in industrial management. She has an MBA in international business and finance. She's the elite broker representing luxury properties in the North Shore of Long Island. She's well known throughout the New York Metro Russian community. And, you know, she's actively involved in New York-based business and cultural councils. She's with Russian Nobility Association, American Russian Children's Welfare Society, New York Russian Club, Russian Gift of Life. But you know what? None of that matters as much as the fact that Maria is the real deal. She has a heart of gold. Last night, we all got together for dinner at my house. I was too exhausted. I promised to cook, but we went and we just ordered in Chinese. Best thing you can do when you don't feel like cooking. And we all sat around, like 10 of us, and everybody was so excited. I didn't know who was going to talk first. Everybody's like, no, let me show you what I do. And everybody got out their computers. The sharing and the love and the care and the interaction was unbelievable. So for me, the lesson is surround yourself with people who care, who are giving. Because, you know, if you want to learn something, teach it. It's an old adage, and that is why I am a training coach for real estate, because I figure if there's anything I've forgotten, when I teach it, I will relearn it. So you know what? I'm not going to keep blabbing. I thank you as always for listening in. Please be sure to send your emails. Please remember that we're www.facebook.com/Rich Life Radio Show. The Rich Life Radio Show. I thought I said it, and there's no show. You know what? This is like the 11th time I'm trying for it. They are dying at the studio. They cannot believe that I can remember so many things like an elephant. So I'm going to let Linda tell you.
Well, hi there, Anita.
Hi, honey. So where?
Most of it right.
Can't believe it.
It's facebook.com/TheRichLifeRadio.
facebook.com/TheRichLifeRadio. I think I'm going to go home and I'm just going to try to memorize it. It was hard enough to memorize my client and everything else, but you know, The Rich Life Radio, because I either figure the or I put in the show, so don't let me screw you up. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Maria Babaev.
Amen. Can be a beautiful thing. Extend hands to each other and even place on them rings. Time it can be funny and take them one or two ways. You keep caring for each other or end up careless and in pain. Handle me carefully and don't ever speak harsh. Carefully. So just stop that killing. Who do you think? staying wise to let your feelings flow. Why don't you take a cue from my grace with you and learn to handle me carefully. Handle me carefully. And don't ever speak harsh to me or throw me deep into the agency of your anger or your pain. If I handle you, if we handle it carefully.
Well, it's truly a tough decision who to select to conduct your home financing. There's only one professional that comes to my mind. It's Marty, mortgage broker extraordinaire. No guesswork, every promise delivered. Your loan closed and on time. Marty and staff at Option One Lending have extensive know-how. Need I say more? Feel free to check them out. www.optiononelending.com. That's option, onelending.com. Or call them at 818-769-6300. 769-6300. I know that you just heard about Option One Lending, but I ain't kidding. You guys, whether it's just a question or whether you want to buy something 2 years from now or whether you want to invest. And you know what Warren Buffett said? More millionaires are made in a down market, and the down market is stopping. It's not even a down market much anymore. So get in there. Don't wait. And if you're looking to find me, just look up Anita Rich. I'm not even going to give you four different sites because, you know, like I can't even remember my Facebook one. So I'm very, very excited now to welcome Maria Babaev. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Anita.
Welcome to The Rich Life.
Thank you. Great pleasure being here.
What an entourage you have. My goodness. Did you bring all of New York with you?
Not yet, but I will.
So, Maria, you and I met. I kind of loved it because over the weekend you mentioned to a couple of people. They said, oh, you've known Anita for a long time. And what did you tell them?
I told them that I knew Anita for 22 minutes. But I fell in love from the first sight. So,
But it was so funny. Like she, you know, you knew me for 22 minutes. And I think that is what's so important to me about, you know, about the show and about all the different people and what we do is that it doesn't, you don't have to say, oh, I don't have those relationships. You can make them right now, starting today. And how many people did you meet this weekend?
12 amazing people.
12 amazing people you've never met before.
I never met them before.
Now, Maria, I will say that it takes something from you. It takes something from the person to say, okay, I'm going to be open to it. Because, you know, not every relationship is going to be that, but every person has value. And if you come from that of everybody having meaning, every person having value, every person having contribution, that is what you get. So now we went on this amazing program. And what was it about? What was the program about?
It was about Rich Life.
Ah! No, I just made it about me. But really, the program was about taking your finances to the next level.
It was about financial freedom, really,
financial freedom.
Which basically equals a rich life, but on so many different levels. It's not just about finances per se. It's really about enhancing each and every area of your life. So you have a freedom of choice, you have a freedom of options, and you have a freedom just to be who you are.
What did you take away? Was there a takeaway you had?
Well, so many, Anita. Where do I start?
Just share a few.
I think that the instant connection that you and I had when we met in Seattle a few months ago, truly the validation that you gave me as an entrance to this group is invaluable. And
oh, nice.
Incredible people that we met and spent the weekend with. Truly, I think the sense of being truly blessed. And I think that comes with the career that we all in, regardless of how stressful sometimes days become and how, you know, certain situations have to be handled in a particular manner. But the people we come across with on a daily basis and those gems that you really meeting along the way is that's what it makes all worth it.
You know, something that I noticed, there's a lady there whose name is Heather, who eventually I will get down here. She's from Utah, and people look at her and, you know, she's tall and thin and gorgeous. And then, you know, there's Meredith, who has a construction company, and I'm only singling out the women right now, you know, and there's my friend Nicole, who's been in real estate for a long time and now is building her own little empire. And so I think what happens is that the public at large look at people, and then naturally there's you. They look at you and they go, these people are gorgeous. They dress well. You know, God gave them beauty and some of them health. And yeah, it's easy for them. And I think what I loved about this weekend and every weekend like this is even Erin, who is our coach, you know, young, drop dead gorgeous and everything else, had his struggles along the way. And it really goes back to, it's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you. And then what do you make that mean? And how do you build from there? And, you know, people looked at you and they were all like, you know, saying to me, oh, my God, she's so gorgeous. Like, I mean, you know, she must have New York at her feet. And I said, you know, you have to remember, she came from another country. English was not her first language. She's a full-time mom. She's a full-time real estate broker. She's a wife. She's everything else. So how do you juggle it all?
You just do it. Don't overthink it. You know, I did share with the group this weekend that for a while, having a very successful career and two children and being a wife and a friend and a daughter and a, you know, sister, how do you piece it all together and keep all of this going? And especially the whole life work balance, you know, personal and business. And I think we all kind of struggling a little bit with that. So it was very challenging for a while. And to me, I had to choose, you know, Saturday, should I go to the office and catch up with all the stuff that, you know, was not accomplished during the week? Or should I go and watch my 8-year-old son playing baseball on the field? You know, am I a mother this Saturday morning, or if I'm a real estate professional? And then I finally realized that this is not getting me anywhere. And it's just basically a nonsense, because I am everything. I'm a wonderful mother. I'm an amazing real estate professional, and I can do it all. And so instead of being in the office, I now go and watch my son play, but I'm there with the group of parents that are basically live in my community. They're already getting blasted on Facebook and by emails, and they're getting incredible mailings in their houses. But now they see me being on baseball fields. I'm not just a real estate professional. I'm not just that cold, you know, it's all about business, but I'm also a human being. I'm a mom, I'm a friend, and we can just chit chat about real estate right there. And guess what? My business, I took it to the next level just by doing that and by embracing, instead of constantly trying to figure out which is which, you know, and where's that line where my personal life kind of, you know, or my professional life. And so I think that you just really have to embrace it and take it day by day and figure that out.
I, you know, because I'm so ADD, I digressed for a second, and I thought, there was a song a long time ago, probably before your time, but it was like, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. Well, I really feel it's like, if you're going to be on the field, then be on the field 100% and allow everything else, you know, to come. And then if you're going to be in the office, then don't feel guilty that you should be on the field.
100%.
And good for you for being able to do that, because so many people will choose one or the other. And then without realizing it, they kind of take it out on the kid, because oh, really? Well, you don't appreciate me. I spent the whole afternoon where you are, and so on. So I think it's really, really important to learn, and I think this is the hardest thing for all of us, to really learn to be present in whatever it is we're doing, whether we're being, you know, a mom or a business professional. And you know what? It does make a difference, because if I see my doctor out doing something that I'm doing with my kids, and he says, yeah, you have to do this, it really allows me a higher level of credibility. Because I realized that he's not just a doctor who's buried his nose in the books all those years, but he also gets who I am as a person. And, you know, years ago, I don't know if it was like this when you were growing up, but there were different compartments. Like, my parents and my family didn't believe that the brain and the body had any connection. And now the more we get into homeopathy and just learning, we know that our thoughts control our cells control everything's going on. But that is so foreign for the life that I live. That is so foreign that where I come from. And so we really are learning that every area of your life controls another area. And I think a huge asset that you have that I hope you really realize and you own is that you're open. Because like you said, you knew me for 22 minutes. We started talking about something and you said, what do you do? And I said, I have this amazing coach. And you said, well, maybe I should have a conversation with him. And I told you, you know, he's got a waiting list and whatever. And the next thing I know is he sent me a text and he said, oh, I just met this lovely friend of yours and I'm going to figure out a way to get her in because I think we're a match and I think da 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 da. Do you know how many people would just say, oh, I'll call whenever? A week, a month, 6 months, a year. Being open and being willing, because I think willing is the biggest thing. I have people right now listening who might be saying, I don't know how to pay my rent. I mean, you guys are talking about a coach and whether that costs $50 or $300 an hour, I'm just trying to pay my rent. But I really hope to impart week after week after week of doing the show that wherever you are is the most perfect place to begin. To begin the journey, so that if you are in that tight place, go find a friend and ask him if you can go sweep his building at night. If you're embarrassed to do the menial work, so what? I mean, God only knows all the jobs. We don't even have time to go over of what I did when I didn't have money and blah, blah, blah. So it's really starting to lay that foundation that you can build on. So going backwards, I know, because I've heard from a lot of people, what an amazing career woman you are and how you treat your clients and how you research everything. And so you are the luxury home expert in Long Island.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about how that came to me, because you didn't wake up one day and just be that. So,
well, it's a great question. First, when I came to this country, and that was 17 years ago, I started my career on Wall Street. I worked for emerging markets division for Citigroup. And it was a phenomenal career. I managed portfolio of 130 banks and financial institutions in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, all the fun countries. So I had to travel a lot and be away from my family for about 2 weeks in a row. And that was all great until children came into my life. So clearly that makes a huge difference and a lot of adjustments that we all make as parents, as mothers specifically. So I always had passion for real estate. I did have a license, but I was not really practicing real estate. So at that time, when I gave birth to my first child, we moved to Long Island. And the natural was truly to find myself a career that would give me a flexibility to be around her, but also not just be a stay-at-home mom, because this is not just the way I was raised, or will never be able to truly do that. Real estate was kind of a natural transition, but then where do I start?
Right, exactly.
It was a really challenging time, because on Long Island, North Shore Long Island, it's the area where a lot of brokers that are there, most of them were born on Long Island, went to public schools or private schools, you know, belong to all these country clubs, and have incredible networks. And I had not none of that. I truly just moved into the area and started meeting my neighbors, pushing the little stroller, and that's how I pretty much started. So I've been very fortunate because I really had to figure out the whole kind of edge and the niche and how to differentiate myself, because I, you know, that was 2003 and market was going up, and every second person was a real estate broker. So how do you compete with all of that? So I really started utilizing my Russian heritage and my language and my connection and my roots to position myself differently and truly kind of differentiate myself from the rest of the brokerage community. And that's exactly what I did. I had a program on Russian radio. We did a few segments on Russian TV. I utilized the publications. And to be honest with you, you know, it didn't really produce a lot of leads or a lot of qualified leads per se. But what it did for me is to help me to be positioned as an mm-hmm. international broker
right.
in a local luxury Long Island community.
Brilliant.
And as we all know at that time, and even more so now, luxury and international buyers, they kind of come together. So then continue to develop, since I was always connected to the international community, first on the banking side and now on the real estate side, continue to develop that network and utilizing all the connections and knowledge and expertise that I've had prior to coming to real estate. And that's pretty much how it all happened.
But there's rejections along the way. How did you deal with those? Because it's not like, okay, I'm going to be this, you know, and I do it and whatever. I mean, there's a lot of work. It just sounds like, oh yeah, you know, beautiful woman comes, she's got a stroller, she's got a kid, whatever. Sure, of course. It's not quite that easy. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. And I talk about the Pink concert a lot. Pink makes it look like it's so easy. It looks so easy because she does it so well. So you made it look easy because you do it so well. How did you get past the obstacles and the challenges? And I'm sure there were other people who got jealous and said, who's this new kid on the block?
100%.
Okay. So then how did you deal with all of that?
Well, it's a great question. And you know what? It's still happening. It's still taking place, you know, if not on a daily basis, but sometimes it does take place. So
knowing you made them your best friend and they didn't know how to say no.
I think really starting new day with the new attitude and regardless of what took place last night and the comments that were made or not, or experiences that we anticipated but didn't have, or something went wrong, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it doesn't make me be any less of who I am. And I think overcoming this whole Russian situation with the ability to speak English and whatnot, I had to tell a few people, look, if I speak with an accent, it doesn't mean that I think with an accent. Okay, so.
Okay, I love that. If I speak with an accent. Okay, so if I say something wrong, it doesn't mean I think wrong. Thank you. Okay, done. Wow. How did you come up with that?
Really,
but that's amazing. Like the thought of it, like,
well,
yeah,
because people would, do you think in English? Do you think in Russian? Do you, you know, so, and now I think in English, believe it or not. But before I think I thought in Russian.
I still do math in Hungarian.
Really?
I left Hungary when I was 6 years old, 1,000 years ago. And I still do math in Hungarian.
You know what? It's interesting.
So
I think when
funny.
It comes to math, I do it in Russian too.
Yeah. It just, because math was something that my dad thought was very important. He mm-hmm. always thought being able to do math equated with problem solving. And that was the one thing. And so I was very young. I don't remember how old, because we started math a little younger in Europe. And I remember he said, you're going to learn your timetable. So much so that if I wake you up in the middle of the night and I ask you what 9 times 8 is, you better know it on the spot. And, of course, he never woke me up in the middle of the night. But, man, I mean, to this day, I'm always shocked that people go, you know, you have to add up 3 numbers. And they're like, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, and then I give mm-hmm. them an answer. And they go, I go, no, I'm not that. What was the one in that show that he could do math so well with Dustin Hoffman?
Rain Man.
But Rain Man, but what did he have?
He was autistic. You better.
But it was a very high functioning autism anyway, so I'm not going to own autism. I'm already owning ADD. And last week I already talked about my daughter, who's the therapist, who had me do a test. And I said, so? She's got, good news and bad news. And I said, give me the bad news first. And she said, you're just rude. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And what's the good news? You don't have ADDs. Well, there's no good news here because I have nothing to blame it on. And now I just interrupt people and I just have to learn to do better.
Yes,
but so definitely, definitely, I think, like you said, it's the attitude and doing all of that. And so the openness. I know how busy you are. And being able to leave New York on a Thursday and going back like on a red eye Tuesday night so you could be at work Wednesday morning is humongous. So how did you actually walk yourself through that mental thought of there are times you just have to do for you because the world is not going to stop?
The world is not going to stop. And I think what we've done this weekend for ourselves, for our future, for our families and our children is incredible. And the truth of the matter is it was not just any conference that you and I go to, you know, a few times a year, and if you miss one, so what? It's going to be another one. This was so unique and special. Just basically very few selected people with, again, validation coming from you. And I already knew through Aaron, through you, how incredible this group of people is. And you can't buy this for any amount of money, okay? And it was here this weekend, and it will, you know, maybe even if the same group will get together again, it will never be the very same. And I think the topic was so close to my heart. Again, yes, I have successful business and I'm truly blessed and, you know, I have a great family. But we are here to build foundation. I'm first, you know, an immigrant. My children are the first generation. So I don't have three or four generations behind me to fall on. I brought my parents here. I feel certain responsibilities even for them. So to me, it was extremely important to learn from the best. People that achieve financial freedom pretty much at any age, okay, because we had the Mr. Roberts that was actually on the Skype interview with us, and he started when he was 55. So, and now at the age of 70, he's completely free and just living a rich life and traveling the world and having incredible experiences. I think it was truly an eye-opener for me in so many different ways. The fact that we were not even charged for this education. And I think it was the best education I've gotten in so many years. And the fact that they did it from the heart, from the greatness level, pretty much, I think that made a huge difference for me.
And you don't get a lot of that, you know? That I think that, like, sometimes, you know, people say, so how many deals have you gotten out of doing this show? And I said, I'll probably never know. Just like I don't plan on what we're going to talk about. I don't plan like when I get a lead or if I never say, where did you come from? And did you come from the radio show? And, you know, where did you hear about us? Basically, I always walk around saying, if I can impact somebody out there, if you as my guest will impact somebody out there, if there's a woman out there that wishes she could do this and says, I have two children, I can't do it. You know, we'll be able to say, okay, you know, get me in touch with this woman and let me find out. Or I'm also in New York, but I'm not in her area. So maybe I can send clients to her. It just opens up so many different things. And then a few weeks ago, I talked about this last week. I had a woman on the show who talked about how lucky she is to be in this country because she's from Iran. And she said, you know, the fact that I'm a woman and I wake up in the morning and I get into my car and I drive a car and I'm not told what to do and I'm so independent. And she built her husband was an engineer. Brilliant, but not the business mind who she is. So she, you know, she kicked one kid out of his bedroom, who's also an unbelievable genius, who now has a venue whereby they put on amazing programs. Then they went into the other kid's room, and then they went into the garage, and now they're so big that they have this, you know, 40,000 square foot building that they do their business out of. And she had kind of lost her way, lost her mom a few years ago, and was just, you know, everybody was done and she really didn't feel needed. And her son shared with me, she came on the show and then the son came on the show the following week. And I walked him to his car, and he shared with me, he said, thank you for helping give my mom her life back. And I went, what are you talking about? And he said, she was so inspired that she came back and she said, all right, this is it. You know, like, we're not going to spend time feeling sorry for ourselves or any of that. You know, we're just going to go. We're just going to do the stuff that we have to do. And everything's all good. And I said to him, are you serious? Like, really? I did that for your mom? Well, not I did that. But it's this, you know, sometimes we forget, especially being in business and being a mom. And, you know, we let the customers talk and we let the other agent talk and you let your boss talk. And then you get home and then, you know, you want your family to talk. And sometimes you just need a place to just be able to talk, to just be able to be important, to just be listened to. And so that is something that if anybody takes it from the show, like if you go back home and you know of somebody that you feel has something burning to say and maybe is always hushed down, it's like that paying it forward. Like you have learned all kinds of new skills, although you've brought so many of your own to the table. Maria gave me some great apps, let me tell you. You're gonna have to email me if you want them. But, you know, that's what it is. That's the exchange and that's the share that we can give each other.
Absolutely. And I think what's also important, and you did mention that, when you with your children, be with your children. Or when you're at the office, just be at your office and concentrate, even if it's just an hour or two, but undivided attention. And what I learned from Mike and Aaron and these incredible professionals and individuals, that they unplugged. You don't have to. We are so plugged in and connected at all times. Our cell phones and our iPads and our computers are almost our extension. And we're teaching our children just that. And then we try to fight it, okay?
So true.
It is very challenging because at one of the luxury events I went probably a couple of years ago, there was this incredible gentleman from London. He's Chinese, born and raised, but he lives in London right now. I think his name is Michael Chan, and he has this company called Uber Cool. So the his profession and what he does is researching trends, not just trends for real estate, but trends in general. And so big companies or mid-sized companies or small companies can hire him to really, you know, for that incredible research. And his whole mantra is you really have to catch the wave before wave catches you. And so while at that incredible conference, he did share a few trends that are emerging trends or already existing trends and kind of things that we all should watch. And there were few, but one that really hit home to me is the marriage between human being and technology. Because he says, look, this iPhone, this is the last thing you touch before you go to sleep. This is the first thing you touch when you wake up. Okay, it's near you. It's the time that you spend on this device, not even close, not equally, not even close to the time you spend with your loved ones. And this is so true. And we're turning into, you know, this generation instead of eye-to-eye contact. And I think that we as adults are now guilty of that. And we did not grow up with this. We did not, were raised with any of this, but we embraced it. And this is just the tip of an iceberg, because in the last, even if you look just 3 to 5 years back, we did not even know about iPhones, and now with this whole technology and moving forward, it's absolutely incredible. So what can actually happen in the next 10 to 20 years? So I think with children, what I truly learned from Heather and from Mike and from you, incredible, my wonderful woman, is the fact that, you know, you have to divide and really determine your priorities. And when, as you said, you come home and, you know, you're tired and this and that, just put this thing away and be with your family. And then an hour later, you can get on that thing back and
guess kind what? Of, after an hour, your kids are going to be like, Mom, you're stalking me. Like, go find, can you call somebody? The beauty of children is that if you come home and you say, where are you? You know, I need a hug. Okay, how was your day today? And you say to the sister, okay, you know, it's going to be your turn in 10 minutes. And even if you time it, I'm putting on a timer, and you say to your son, tell me everything. After 10 minutes, he won't have anything to say. He'll be so happy when it's her turn. And then it'll be her turn. And then you're going to say, okay, excellent. You guys help me set the table. We're going to have dinner. After dinner, you could do whatever. They can have a half an hour. Mommy's just going to check in. And they'll be so happy to have you off their back. That is the beauty of it. That's what we forget. And, you know, at the seminar, what was the first thing we had to do?
We had to turn in our cell phones.
Turn in the cell phones to the front desk. Can you imagine? People were, I'm not exaggerating. Okay. I mean, we were shaking having to sell, to hand in, and we could get it at the break. But people were like, you could see them fidgeting. Like, there was no text. And it's, you know, it's more of a dilemma than we realize.
That's correct.
And one of the things that I've done, and I got to tell you, it's not just our kids. I have a husband who's addicted to television. Now, granted, he was in the entertainment industry for, you know, 45 years. But we don't have to watch every news mag, every news announcement, because luckily or unluckily, if they don't have anything else, they're going to say the same thing. Like, I mean, I'm really sorry about that plane going down, but I can't listen anymore. I mean, either find it or don't find it. Like, it's like every time there's a speck somewhere in the ocean, or I'm sorry for all of you if you think I'm cruel, because I am very sorry for those people. But every time a fish poops and they think it's something from the plane, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm over it. So, okay, now I just lost half my listeners. But, you know, the bottom line is it gets to the point where, you know, come up with something different, come up with something new, and they can't. So when we have dinner, even just the two of us, the TV's off, and even if I'm twitching, I cannot answer the phone. Now, I used to go from, you know, 45-minute dinners to 32, because I can only be without my phone for 32 minutes. But you know what? It's like, how was your day today? And then really, after the 32 minutes, he really doesn't even care if I go back to the computer or do something. He wanted his fix. I am his wife. He wants to tell me something. He wants to hear from me. And if you don't have that basic respect among a husband and wife, a relationship, a friend, your roommate, where are we headed as a whole society? It's not going to be a good outcome. We are not headed in the right direction. So now you and I as mothers could say, okay, dinner time, the TV's off, my cell phone is off. And I still see people, I go to people's houses for dinner, I still see people, you know, checking their text during dinner time, it's put away. And when I pick up a new client, by the way, I let them know how it's going to go. I'll always call you back, usually within a 2 to 3 hour period. But like I'm with you right now, you notice I have no cell phone. If I don't answer, I'm just giving somebody the same courtesy as I'm giving you. And if you let them know that up front, not only will they respect you, but they also won't have a cow when you don't call them back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that is why, like, even in our business that, you know, we have all these online leads and they say, oh, you got to get to them in 5 minutes. I will go out and I will get my leads from people I know and people who refer me, because if I'm with a client, I am not going to get back to you in 5 minutes. And if that's what I have to do to get your business, I'm probably not going to get your business. And they're still, you know, call me old world, old fashioned. This still means something. Every time I'm upset at somebody and I send a text, I almost lose the relationship because I don't know how to filter my text. I don't know how to filter my mouth, period. So imagine in a text, it sounds horrible. And it just doesn't go anywhere. So my husband is like, so when I'm like, and I have the look on my face, he goes, what are you mad about? Nothing. Well, I see you're texting and I know that this is going to be disastrous. And he goes, pick up the phone. I can't. I'm too angry. Then don't deal with it now. It's like catching yourself doing something that you know is going to have that negative result. And being open to, like you were, of meeting these people. And you know what? Not everybody, like 12, 18 people. So if 17 of them, you know, gave you something, oh my gosh. Because to me, when I go somewhere, if I pick up two new ideas, it was worth going. And between you and me, and I wasn't there the whole time, I was just there for that one day. But even in that one day, I walked away with three amazing things. And getting to know you, you know, it's not the same when you meet somebody. And even if we wouldn't have spent 22 minutes, even if we would have spent 24 hours, getting to know everybody in the ability of, we all had dinner last night and everybody came over this morning and, you know, they ate, Yeah, you know who you are. You came, you ate, you ran, but we love you anyway. They came, they ate, they ran to the airport. It still brought a certain camaraderie so that when we pick up the phone to call and say, hey, I have a client to send you in your neck of the woods, it's not just going to be like, oh, it's a referral. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, it's a referral, and I'm totally giving it my all, and I'm totally giving it everything I have. And, you know, you're right, Maria. That's what the rich life is about. It cannot be bought with money. It can only be bought by the richness that we have in our hearts and the love that we're willing to express.
Absolutely.
So because our time has almost come to an end, because I told you it's going to go so fast you won't believe it, she goes, what are we going to do? And I said, I don't know. We do whatever. And it just comes and goes. So just give us a couple of tips to moms, women, whatever's on the top of your head that you'd love to share.
Well, I think the time for yourself is extremely important. Extremely important. And me personally, I think the major switch, adjustment, and incredible accomplishment in the last year and a half is really starting to go back to gym and exercising. And it's not, you know, for any other reason than just what's behind my ears, because I think it's more like a mental gym than anything else. But it's also really time that you can invest in yourself, in your health, because you know what, we are, as mothers and as wives and as, you know, everything else, we are so worried about everyone else and taking care of everybody but us. But then I realized, look, if mommy is okay, if I am okay, my kids will always be great. Okay. So, and that's the adjustment I made in my mind. And I always paid for this expensive gym memberships and I never went. And now I joined my community, center, incredible gym there. And what I do, I either go very early before they even wake up, or I go right after I put them on the bus, because that hour in the morning for me personally is extremely important to, you know, see their faces, make sure their snacks are packed. And when they off, I can just get in the car and go exercise. And that 1 hour for myself made a huge difference. You know, you feel better, you look better, you smile. And even if you like don't feel like it, it's just getting yourself there is a disaster. But once you're there, it's kind of it's all good. So I think that even a little something for yourself makes a huge difference.
It's the most important thing you could do, because you know that people say, how can anybody else love you if you don't love yourself? And people go like, well, what does that mean? You know? And how can somebody else care for you and do for you if you don't set the example to care for yourself? And your children, by seeing you do that, will develop the habits. Because what we have to remember as moms or even as business leaders, people don't always follow what we say. What Correct. Do they follow?
What we do.
What we do. And that's really true. Like, you know, you go and you tell somebody, you know, this is what I want you to do. And I want you to come to the office in time. And you know, you have to dress a certain way because we are out with the public. And you have to, you know, wash your hair even if you don't feel like it. And it's all those little things of setting the example. And how fabulous and how brilliant that you were able to do that. So, Maria, what's your website?
LuxuryLongIsland.com.
How wonderful is that? LuxuryLongIsland.com is where you can find Maria and where you could find us on Facebook. And please start sending out information. Should I really try this, Linda?
I have faith.
Okay, www.facebook.com/TheRichLifeRadio. Woo! The Rich Life Radio. And you know what? Come on there, ask questions. If you want certain guests, I'm here. I'm your eyes and ears, and I'm listening. And Maria, aside from the fact that you came all the way from New York to sunny California, thank God it's sunny today, and graced us with your presence, I am so excited. She's meeting amazing people because people are already giving her leads in LA, so for New York, for Long Island. So the minute you hear Long Island, who are you going to call? Maria.
Thank Baba you, Anita. Thank you so much.
It is Babayev.
It is.
Maria Babayev, LuxuryLongIsland.com. My God, that is great. I'm just going to call myself LuxuryLosAngeles.com. Okay. Thank you again. And for all of you listening out there, you know, I couldn't do this without you. I couldn't do this without your feedback. I really appreciate you. All of those people who sent me all these amazing notes about Mom, thank you very much. And until we meet again, love you, mean it. This is Anita Rich. We'll see you next week. Thanks.